Hi, everybody. The Complex PTSD Guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to give a few quick examples of other ways that we can learn to restrain ourselves by things that maybe we can appreciate. And this is falls into the realm of delayed gratification. And I was going to recommend some things that help us calm down, but I don't know if those are actually the best examples of what delayed gratification can look like. So in regards to restraining ourselves, which I talked a lot about in the last episode, I learned to restrain myself, like I said, through learning about true crime and the importance of not jumping to conclusions in regards to that field. And I wanted to also point out some other things. I'm going to list a few things that do help with calming your mind to help you be less impulsive. But I have two specific things I'm going to mention that are more about seeing an example of delayed gratification. So in regards to calming our mind, one thing, so for me, reading, I've mentioned that over and over, but just reading itself is good because you're learning and you're taking the time to sit down and read a book, or at least read most of it. Another one is walking and exercise. Getting the exercise helps your mind calm down. Even watching movies with calm characters, I think a character in a movie or a show who's very calm is good. That's one reason I've told you I like the show X-Files, because Dana Scully's character is very calm. And another thing they do good on that show, or they do well, is if there's a crisis, they're good at handling what you need to handle to solve the crisis. They're not being impulsive. They're slowing down and actually handling, like, talking someone off a ledge, or talking to somebody who wants to commit a huge crime or something. You know, they're on the phone with them trying to talk them out of it. Those are examples of people not jumping ship. Those are examples of people handling a crisis, right? So it's one reason I like that show, amongst many reasons. They have those calm characters. And there are certain fields where you really do need to be that calm person. And I would say law enforcement is one of them, or in that case, they're in the FBI. Another one would be probably like a pastor usually needs to have a calm and steadiness about them. Steadiness is very important. Other things that can help you calm down are aromatherapy. The importance of taking a breath, I think, is super important in calming us down and not being impulsive. Counting down from 10 to 1, taking a breath. That was something I wanted to mention in the last episode, and I forgot to mention it. And one of the key things, so those are things that help you calm down, but I think an example of seeing something that helps you appreciate delayed gratification is projects. So like I mentioned, a hobby could be building like a toy plane, or building a sailboat, like a model plane or a model sailboat, like, because it takes a lot of time to do something like that. And another one is like that 1,000-piece puzzle I did. That was not done in a day. It wasn't done in a week. It took me like 2 months to do this 1,000-piece puzzle, and I eventually framed it. So creating something, like actually making something, that takes a lot of your time and effort. And then when you finish it, you appreciate it. That, I think, is a good example of delayed gratification. It's not immediate. It's something that you put a lot of work into and you get a result, right? It's something like a 401k. You put all this money and everything into a 401k, and by the time you retire, hopefully there's money there, right? It's there and you enjoy it, right? It's like a savings account or a savings up account, 401k type thing, some type of investment. But I would say things like that, something that you're putting a lot of time into, that delayed gratification, it eventually will turn into something really cool. I did that with that garden I planted. And a garden is another example of a project. So a garden takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And it's why I would recommend any day a flower garden over a vegetable garden. Because I feel like a flower garden, you do have to prune and nurture it and everything and keep the weeds out. I feel like it's a lot easier than an actual garden where you are having to really watch those vegetables. You're having to really, really watch them for rodents and all types of things. You know, rot, like a crown rot. Like there's so much you have to look at. There's certain things you don't want to plant next to other things, like potatoes and tomatoes. You're not supposed to plant next to each other because they're acidic. And you know, there's just so much to learn and everything is so different. But if you have like a flower garden, particular things that come back yearly, that's something you can always appreciate and it's always there. And, you know, it's something you could plant it and then it always comes back. So it's like it's something you can always value. Like you can always find it, you can appreciate it, I guess is the word I'm looking for. But projects are a really good example of this. So that would be something that delayed gratification, I think, can teach us restraint and we can learn to value things. And I think that's a huge, huge thing here is that valuing. Sort of like if we restrain things we want to say, if we're constantly spilling the beans, once you start to restrain that and hold it back and not do that, it really makes you appreciate it. Almost similar to cooking a big meal. Like if you cook a big meal, you put a lot of quality time into that and it takes time, it takes hours, and then you get a nice result. You know, it's like delayed gratification in a way. You're getting this nice result that took you quite a while just to create it. And it's just something to value. So, you know, I would say cooking a big meal would fall into a project in a sense, but projects are a really good example. So I just wanted to share that really quick, that delayed gratification is very similar to restraint, but the appreciation you get after the fact, that, you know, it took time, but the time was worth it. Whereas if we're being impulsive all the time, it may not feel like things are worth it because we're not doing anything of value. We're just running from things. But if you take time and take the time to listen to people and take the time to maybe restrain what you want to say and say things more of value, you'll have a more valuable life. Like you'll appreciate things more. So this is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.